off the draw at the league leaders, how much does that go to sort of maybe relieve a bit of the tension that was around the squad just going into this one?
Yeah, it was a big result with a big performance, I think, especially second half. First half, you know, they're always going to come out, and we weathered the storm, and then we got regrouped at half time. Second half, we've got a real good performance. The boys really sort of build on that because, like I said, they're at the moment at the top of the league. Real good squad, real good players, and like I said, we probably could have come away with 3 points today, but a decent point, we can build on that, and especially build on the performance, which I think that was one of the best plays that we've had.
It seems sort of like you turn around the performance at half-time, you and Jake particularly pushing on a little bit further forward and closing down their players.
Yeah, no, definitely it's something that the gaffer touched on, and I said to things, the second half is the best I've felt, to be honest. I really enjoyed it. I was breaking play up, getting on the ball, making things happen, and I felt really good. I felt really fit and strong, and it was sort of, like I said, every week I can feel myself getting stronger, and you know, to be able to do that second half as well after being out as long as I have, and just getting that fitness back, getting that sharpness back, it was really enjoyable second half.
The manager doesn't like to sort of rotate the players. Is that a frustration for you?
Not really. I think I'm at a stage now, obviously, because of the injury, it may suit me, I think. But today I felt like I turned a corner in terms of how I felt second half. So obviously, you know, it depends on how I feel, what the gaffer wants to do and stuff like that. But obviously he's done that for obviously Saturday, Tuesday, but I felt really good today. So I'll be looking to build on that, and hopefully, you know, I've played a few 90s now. I want to keep doing that, keep sort of building on where I'm at, and you know, I'm really looking forward to it now.
Coming up, two games could be against two former managers, starting on Tuesday night. If Russell Sade does get the nod, it looks like he's being approached, and that may well go through. What about coming up against your old boss?
Yeah, no, it'd be good. Like I said, if it does go through, I think he deserves a big club because he's done really well at Leyton Orient for the last few years, come really close last year, and he's a real good manager and a real nice man. So if he does get that, I'd love to see that because I think he deserves that chance. And Cardiff have got a good squad anyway, so inherit a good team, and I think he could work well with them, so that's going to be a real tough game.
Because he brought you there, didn't he? Brought you to the club?
Yeah, he was the first, like I said, the first man to work for at Brighton. It was a short time, but I really enjoyed working for him.
What was he like as a manager?
Yeah, good, yeah, really good. He liked to play good football. His man management skills were really good, and I said I ain't got a bad word to say about him, and I can see him doing well in football, like, from the time that I worked with him. He's, like I said, he's done brilliant at Leyton Orient, and he deserves that chance now. If he does get the job, it'd be nice to see him get it.
The confidence you can build from today to take on a side like Cardiff, who've got some big names in their squad as well?
Yeah, massive, yeah. Like I said, the boys took a lot from that. And, but it's all well and good saying, you know, how well we play today, but like I said, we do need to take that into Tuesday now and build on what we've got, because we've got a real good squad, and you know, we really want to start turning performances into points now.